नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
गुड मॉर्निंग, वेलकम टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक। हियर्स अ राउंड अप ऑफ ऑल द न्यूज दैट यू कैन नॉट अफोर्ड टू मिस। एन अनप्रेसिडेंटेड सिचुएशन is unfurling in the national capital as Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal is taking his protest against the left-wing governor Anil Baijal at the latter's residence into the second night straight. Kejriwal confirmed his intentions in a tweet saying, "Our second night at LG House." Kejriwal, along with his deputy Manish Sisodia and two other ministers, started the sit-in at the Raj Nivas at 6 p.m. on Monday and have not moved from the waiting room or even changed clothes. The cabinet ministers have been demanding that the left-wing governor issue a direction to IS officers to end their strike and take action against four officers who have struck work for 4 months. Spiritual leader Bhayuji Maharaj allegedly shot himself at his residence in Indore. Police claimed that prima facie evidence shows he committed suicide due to stress. They have recovered the gun and a suicide note. Bhayuji Maharaj, whose original name is Uday Singh Deshmukh, is very popular in Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh because of his spiritual and social work. After finding no takers for a stake sale in national carrier Air India, the centre is set to come up with new guidelines in an attempt to find potential investors. According to a report by Bloomberg, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's administration is ready to re-examine its privatisation process, including a clause requiring a minority state stake in Air India Limited, said Subhash Chandra Garg, a senior official in the Ministry of Finance. The Government of India welcomed the historic summit between US President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as a positive development and hoped that any resolution on the denuclearization on the Korean Peninsula will address its concerns over Pyongyang's nuclear proliferation linkages. Karnataka Police's special investigating team has arrested a 26-year-old man who is suspected to have shot dead journalist Gauri Lankesh outside her home in Bengaluru in September last year. The accused, Parashuram Vagmare, is a member of the right-wing group Sri Ram Sene. He was produced before a magistrate and sent to police custody for 14 days. The SIT also arrested his alleged accomplice, Sunil Agsara. That's all for today's News18.com's Daybreak. Do stay with us for tomorrow's News18.com's Daybreak. And in case of suggestions for us to improve upon, do mail us at webeditors@nw18.com.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.